Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it
now. Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 512, this is Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for having us on today. You can look at this either two ways here. Thank goodness we don't live in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan this afternoon. And I say this because of the weather situation. Or then we have, of course, and rightly so, listeners who say, I love that. I wish it were snowing like crazy. You know my comment about getting cold in this area.
Right.
You just go to the Circle K beer room and sit in there for about 5 minutes and walk out.
Or you could go outside right now because, as we'll find out in a few minutes, it's pretty chilly. The temperature has creeped down since we've last spoken, Chris.
All right. Hey, listen, I wrote this. If you would like, and I invite you, this is, go ahead and take this as an invitation. News Radio 92.3, that's our website address. And just check this story out. I mentioned this to you just as we were going to the top of the hour with Christmas approaching. This might be a pretty darn good time to check and see if the state of Florida is holding some of your money. Is that kind of resonating there?
Yeah.
Okay, get you tweaking your interest a bit, I can see. Last month alone, more than $39 million in unclaimed property was returned to Floridians. State officials estimate that one in five Floridians has unclaimed funds from a forgotten financial account, totaling nearly $2.7 billion, that's with a B, dollars in unclaimed funds. If you'd like to find out, and for chuckles, why don't you do this? If you'd like to find out if the state's holding any of your money, just go online to floridatreasurehunt.gov. Type in your name. That's it. They'll say either, hey, you're a winner, or hey, thanks for playing. I don't think they're going to say that. But
probably not.
I made that up. That's where you go. Check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Just about 5:15 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. All right, looking at the roads here, it was a very unproblematic first hour, and it's looking pretty good right now. Typically have some pretty easygoing roads during holidays, and today is no exception, so thank you for being safe out there. As for the weather, Chris, this is what I was alluding to earlier. It is 64 degrees right now, so especially if a wind chill comes in, you may kind of shiver your timbers, but tonight's low is 48, so it's going to get a lot worse. And Friday, high of 59, low of 39, which kind of sets the tone for the weekend.
You know, when I flipped on the television this morning to check out the Macy's parade, it made me think, gosh, Chris, you're so lucky you're not flying Big Santa today.
You know, was it windy?
Well, just the rain in New York City. And I'm talking about Big Santa, the balloon.
Yeah.
I have a license to be a handler for that thing. So I was pretty happy about that. But despite the darn rain up at NYC, many people still showed up to watch the Macy's parade, while a few others showed up in protest. This is the sad part. Fox's CB Cotton has more from NYC.
The soggy weather did not stop the smiles. Millions of people lining the streets to watch the parade here in the Big Apple. All of our favorite characters turning larger than life. My personal favorite, Minnie Mouse, she made her parade debut. This little boy's name is Michael. He's 10 years old from Los Angeles. What was your favorite thing about the parade?
Snoopy.
What are you thankful for this holiday season?
My family.
And for 2 years in a row now, it wouldn't be the parade without this. The NYPD had to arrest some pro-Palestinian protesters who tried to disrupt the parade route.
I love how she threw that in as a last second thing, kind of like a, yeah, just part of the tradition, you know, people trying to ruin it.
They've done it before.
They have, yeah. This is back-to-back years now, right? Yeah,
this is becoming an annual event. You think they're going to plan for it next year? I hope we don't have it next year.
I was about to say.
Not the parade. No, I'm not talking about the parade. I'm talking about
the protesters.
The disruptions.
Yeah, the reason for protest. Because, of course, we had the whole Hamas attack October 7th, and by the Macy's Day Parade last year, that was enough time for people to develop a thought on it, even though it had nothing to do with them.
Right.
And yeah, now here we are a year later, and we're still having conflict, and the U.S. is still taking a side, and it's still upsetting people. So, yes, hopefully this will be diffused long before the next Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
You know, on Wednesday we had a delightful guest on the show. Do you remember Jessica Wolf Wolford? From Wolfgang?
From Wolfgang, yeah.
Absolutely. You can make a shelter animal's life a little happier during the holidays, and that was kind of the operative word here, a shelter animal's life. Wolfgang Pensacola is hosting its third annual Christmas toy drive for residents at the Escambia Animal Shelter. Wolfgang staff collecting new fleece blankets, toys, and treats for more than 300 dogs and cats who could really use some love and companionship. You betcha they can. Want to help? Wolfgang has partnered with local businesses as drop-off locations. That's the Perfect Plain Brewery. That's over on Garden. Intermission Play Pensacola, Wisteria Tavern, and Pensacola Bay Brewery. This year's drive underway and will continue through December 20th. Some of the things you don't want to bring: plastics, rawhide, that raw kind of meat, that real rough meat,
rope toys.
Those are three key items. I know it's in your heart, but just remember that they're dangerous for the dogs.
Right.
So remember that. But please support the effort. It is their third annual Christmas toy drive for residents.
Okay. And let me ask you this, Chris. You a guitarist?
Oh, no, I'm not.
You're like, no.
Especially, no. I only thing I play is the radio.
Listen, anyone can play guitar, but not everyone can play it well.
That's good.
Well, Nashville-based Gibson Guitars hitting the owners of Trump Guitars with a cease and desist order for trademark design infringement. Company officials assert that the Trump guitar that we touched on, I think it was earlier this week or late last week, that's endorsed by the president-elect, displays a shape that infringes on the Les Paul's trademarked guitar body. A notice posted on the Trump Guitar website asserts that the company is not affiliated, associated, authorized, endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Gibson Brands Incorporated. And yesterday, Gibson Guitar officials denied further comment on the matter, citing pending litigation concerns.
How much bucks are they asking for, did they say?
I have no clue, but it seems like the guitar game is a rather cutthroat one.
Yeah, no, but here's the whole thing. You know, if you think this thing out, we're talking about the brand, this guitar brand, the new Trump situation with Gibson and things like that.
Right.
Think about all of the different radio stations. Think about the network stations that are doing the story on this. Think about the exposure that they're getting now. You weigh out the dollars for advertising cost and what they're getting now for free compared to what the legal cost may cost them in the long run. Mm. There could be working either way on that one.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know, this could just be a stunt to send a message,
sure,
or to make a quick
absolutely.
Buck to get your name out there.
I'm talking about PR.
Yeah, it
marketing
definitely
its
could
finest.
Be. Yeah, that is because if you ever sit here, here's a little lesson for you on the PR world. If you ever sit there and think they wouldn't do all that for publicity, you're most likely wrong.
Yes, they would.
Just about 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got Governor Ron DeSantis, of course, wished a happy Thanksgiving to all Floridians, but also an announcement that he made regarding the free state of Florida. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. Back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Happy Thanksgiving. On today's segment, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from President George Washington's Thanksgiving Day Proclamation. He says, and I quote, "Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor. And whereas both houses of Congress have, by their joint committee, requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many signal favors of Almighty God." Ladies and gentlemen, our founding president, George Washington, was right to put God at the top of his list of things for which he was thankful. The Apostle Paul wrote, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." And with that in mind, I hope you have a very happy Thanksgiving.
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
New South Window lives southern weather, and our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South Windows and Doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. Psalm 100, verse 4. Hi, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. We have so much to be thankful for, but sometimes we get so caught up in life, it's easy to forget. This Thanksgiving holiday, let us all take a moment and just be thankful. From our family to yours, we wish you a very happy and safe Thanksgiving. God bless.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. And you know what? Things even getting better at PNS, Pensacola International. I mentioned to you about half an hour ago or something like that. We looked at the board. Well, I flipped on the board real quick here just to check it out. Not only did they get better, we don't have any problems in terms of flights tonight. Not at all. No cancellations, no delays. But here's something unique, and I don't usually see this a lot. There's a Denver flight coming up. It's Frontier at 39:30. Touchdown time, 7:58 tonight. Get this. The darn thing's running about a half an hour ahead of schedule. Now, there you go. That's a nice, positive story for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's see if airlines coming in 30 minutes ahead of schedule.
Let's see if I can keep with it here by looking at some traffic on the roads. Given that it is 525, looking at the roads here, doesn't appear to be too much going on. I'm really hoping that's going to be the common theme throughout this evening. Staying safe out there, everybody. As for the weather, sitting at 64 degrees, and it's only going to get chillier, low of 48 tonight. Have some chances of light showers throughout the night, but Friday, it's going to be a beautiful day, just kind of cold. High of 59, low of 39, and that will set the tone for your Saturday and Sunday as well.
I feel it's important to also add on as a caveat here to my aviation story about PNS doing so well out there. Yes, while millions of Americans headed out to their holiday destinations this week, there was one woman, you're going to find this interesting, one woman hitched a ride on a Delta flight and flew to Paris. Gina Gelosi, explain what happened.
The TSA says the woman skulked past multiple ticket checkpoints at New York's JFK Airport and got on a Paris-bound Delta flight without a boarding pass or an ID, taking advantage of the holiday rush Tuesday night. The flight was full, so the woman allegedly hopped from bathroom to bathroom for the nearly seven-hour flight. People that were on the flight took to social media to say that unidentified stowaway was eventually discovered by a flight attendant who picked up on what she was doing. When the plane landed, passengers say police came aboard and took the woman into custody. Delta Airlines said it's investigating. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Good job on that one.
Perhaps. And also, that's not the last story of airline dysfunction that we're going to hear about this hour. But right now, hinted at this before the break, Governor Ron DeSantis wishing a happy Thanksgiving to all Floridians. In a message posted on X, the governor said he's thankful for his wife, First Lady Casey, and his three children, Madison, Mason, and Mamie. DeSantis also said that he's thankful for the free state of Florida, and he's referring to state workers enjoying an extra long holiday weekend this year after DeSantis announced last week that state offices would be closed on Wednesday as well. Offices were already scheduled to be closed today, of course, and on Friday, giving workers a five-day Thanksgiving weekend. Boy, howdy. Doesn't that sound nice?
Sounds wonderful. Okay, 527 News Radio 92.3. Victory for Texas in an ongoing border security battle with the Biden administration. They've been going at this for a long time. Here's Dave Anthony.
A federal appeals court has sided with Texas, ruling that U.S. Border Patrol agents cannot cut razor wire the state put up in Eagle Pass. Republican Governor Greg Abbott posted on X after the ruling that they continue to add more wire at the border to stop illegal migrant crossings. He told National Guard troops Tuesday in Eagle Pass,
"This is an unprecedented attack on our country from across our very own border."
Incoming Trump border czar Tom Homan joined him, vowing that Texas will no longer face opposition from the U.S. government.
"We've had enough crime in this country, illegal alien crime. It's time to end it and stop it."
The Biden Justice Department has argued the wire and floating barriers Texas put up in the Rio Grande River undermine their authority and are dangerous for migrants. Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I saw that wire, and I saw them cutting the wire. That was the interesting thing. Texas, when the feds came in there, they started cutting the wire down. The illegal migrants came running through. Texas put the wire back up. Abbott's a pretty darn slick governor.
Yeah, Abbott, he's kind of a no-nonsense kind of guy. Merchants across the state of Florida are bracing for brisk Black Friday sales. The Florida Retail Federation predicting 75% of shoppers will head to stores or shop online on the day after Thanksgiving. Overall, a 3% increase in holiday sales is expected this year. The average consumer will spend over $900 on gift and holiday items. That includes decorations and food, and gift cards remain a hot item, along with clothing, toys, and books. Gift cards, yeah, that doesn't surprise me because they're easy, and I think sometimes it's kind of a cop-out because, okay, I don't know what to get you, so I'm going to just give you something that can help you get what you want.
Do you like gift cards?
They're all right. It depends on where they're a gift card to. You know, if they're a gift card to Starbucks, I'll use that. If it's a gift card to Sonic, I'll use that. A gift card to Home Depot, do I look like I'm handy?
I like them. I was thinking about the latest ones I had. I do like them. We were talking about the retail situation, shopping, getting out there.
Yeah.
Red Cross celebrating their 30th anniversary of the hit sitcom Friends. Donors who give blood through December 8th are going to receive two pairs of custom Friends and American Red Cross socks.
John Saucier, the White House says three wrongfully detained American prisoners are now free and back home, part of a swap of the Chinese government. While celebrating Thanksgiving in Nantucket, President Biden says he's spoken to them.
"I spoke with all three of them. You know, one was there only 3 years, but he was for a life sentence. Other one was there for, I think it was a total of 20-some years. Anyway, they long, long stay.
Heavy rain today in New York City for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Millions of people checking out the balloons and floats, and singers, of course, like Walker Hayes.
"Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got the Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top two. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you."
That's on courtesy of NBC and the Macy's Parade and Entertainment Group. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now.
More than 72 million Americans will see a 2.5% cost of living adjustment in their Social Security and Supplemental Security income checks in 2025. In December, the notices will be available online for beneficiaries who have My Social Security accounts and will also be sent by mail, according to the Social Security Administration. This year, the agency will provide a new streamlined one-page notice, which will include exact dates and dollar amounts of new benefits, as well as any deductions. Major League Soccer's New York City FC is announcing their naming right partner for the club's new stadium that opens up ahead of the 2027 season. The club is partnering with Etihad Airways for the exclusive naming rights to the new venue in Queens, New York, which will officially be called Etihad Park, according to a joint press release. The markets are closed today for the holiday and will reopen tomorrow. That's your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Deep shot down the right side, one-on-one at the 35, knocked down by the Giant defender in Adoree Jackson, who had the inside pressure. And Jonathan Mingo, the intended target.
And that was a good job by Cooper Rush. He knew he had the defense offside, and he looked right outside for the wide receiver going down the field to make a big throw.
Micah McFadden went way early for the Giants. He thought he had him timed up.
And Adoree Jackson, good job and good coverage.
Offside. Defense number 41, that penalty is declined. Offside number 5, that penalty is accepted. 5-yard penalty, still second down.
And Kayvon Thibodeau. So 2:12 to go until halftime. Dallas leading New York 13-10. Bit of a disjointed first half. And as you pointed out, the pick six is the big play by Demarion Overshown of Dallas.
It started great, didn't you think? The game, we're like, oh man, both teams, we got the game plans, it's working. Now it's just turned into who can make the most mistakes.
Second and 15, Dallas from its 36. Shotgun fade back, Rush pats the ball, fires outside right, off target. Jonathan Mingo was in the area, but the ball was whistled well wide of him. Adoree Jackson in coverage.
I'm not sure Cooper Rush didn't just throw that football away. The pocket is collapsing, steps up in it. No, he had time to do it to make the throw. Just moving a little to his left, trying to throw the football outside to the right. That's one of the reasons why it was just high and out of bounds.
Now, third down and 15, 2:08 until the break. Dallas 3 of 7 on third down.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income, financial security is about more than investments. Robert's Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Robert's Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. It is Thanksgiving Eve. I hope you had a great day today. And if you're enjoying your dinner right now, thanks for having us on. We appreciate that. I wonder how many people say, it's rude to have the radio on while we're eating dinner.
Yeah.
I just thought about that. So, but we do appreciate that. And thanks for having us on. I got to tell you, we need to talk about a big Saturday, I guess, end of season type football scenario happening here. Big
we do.
Two games coming up here. We want to talk about it. First of all, let me go ahead and get this over with for tomorrow's programming activity. It's the Raiders-Chiefs game. You can find that on ESPN Pensacola 99.1 FM 1330 AM.
Yes.
1:30 kickoff on that game. That'll be a goodie. I was looking over their programming lineup here. Listen to this. If you're a Michigan or Ohio State fan, Saturday morning, 10:30, there's your game, ESPN Pensacola again. Then on Sunday, a double hitter for you. Jeremy's doing a killer job with this stuff.
Yeah, and yeah. Jeremy's a happy camper when it comes to that OSU game.
You know, here we go. So Sunday, it'll be the Chargers-Falcons, a kickoff at 11 a.m., and then the 49ers-Bills, 7 o'clock kickoff. And then, heck, if you want to go out to Monday, the Monday night football game, 6:30 kickoff, NFL Browns and Broncos, all on ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 a.m.
Yeah, when people tell you after Halloween, hey, listen, let's not just dive into the Christmas hype, this is why. Because this is such a great time for sports fans. Fans love this time of year.
And the beauty about this is I know you're mobile this time of year, folks. I know you're doing shopping. I know you're running around a lot. That's why radio is so cool.
Yeah.
Because you can put us on in the car, and you can go right along with it, and we'll keep you updated. So thanks for listening. We do appreciate that. Let's get to SEC if you're ready to go on this one.
Let's
start off with the one that's getting the most traction around here, especially with text. It's the Florida FSU game.
Yeah, so very, very proud to say that we gave away some tickets to this one. And hey, listen, I would love to see Florida State in this season on a bang. I think it's much needed for not just the fan base, but also just the team and Norvell themselves. But wow, I just can't help but think that Florida is going to win this game big. It doesn't look like anyone could beat them today.
All right, South Carolina and Clemson.
This is a very telling game, very playoff important game. Clemson is sitting above Alabama. Clemson's the first team out right now, so a top 15 rivalry win would help them. But I've got South Carolina going on the road and winning a classic, 31-27.
I think this game right here is going to be a good one. Tennessee-Vanderbilt.
It can definitely be a good one. But, you know, I was on Thursday mornings on ESPN Pensacola, every Thursday from 10 to 11, we do War Eagle Weekly. Myself and Bill Clark in the studio, and we were doing it this morning. And you know what? He made a very good point. He said, I think Vandy could catch Tennessee off guard, if they weren't ready for him. However, with Vandy proving themselves as being rather competent this year, I think Tennessee's going to be all the more prepared. And that's a very interesting perspective. So I had Tennessee winning, but especially when you consider that and they're just a better team on paper, I'll take the Vols.
Okay, Louisville and Kentucky.
I can't justify why Louisville has struggled with Kentucky these past several years. And even with Kentucky being 4-7, they're at home. This is going to be a tight game. I'll take Louisville, though. I think they're favored by around 4.
Okay, this isn't an impressive game, but it's going to be a good SEC matchup. Arkansas-Missouri.
Arkansas is out for blood. Mizzou's overrated. But Missouri at home, they are just a visibly better team this year. I'll take the Tigers.
Can any way possible... Can Auburn beat Alabama in the Iron Bowl?
Oh, absolutely they can. Heck, they almost did it last year. And when you look at Alabama and their collapse and Auburn having an ability to beat a top 20 Texas A&M last week, it's certain the potential is certainly there. History is not on Kalen DeBoer's side in Alabama. He would be only the second coach, second only to Nick Saban, to beat Auburn in Tuscaloosa. But also, he would be the first coach since Dennis Franchione in 2001 to beat Auburn in his first year in Alabama. So, as I said, recent history, not really on DeBoer's side. But I think they're out for blood here. I think Milroe gets it together. I think Auburn may be hungover. The Tide are unbeaten at home this season. Give me the Tide by about 10.
I think there'll be about 108,000 people in Death Valley this Saturday, Oklahoma-LSU.
LSU's trying to finish on a bang. Oklahoma's going to be real hungover after beating Bama. And LSU's just a better team, and Death Valley's brutal. So, yeah, give me the Tigers.
Texas A&M.
Give me A&M. Texas has not impressed me at all. Congrats for what they've done this year. They're clearly a good team, but A&M is as well. I think they solely lost to Auburn because of them looking ahead to the Longhorns. So at home, rivalry game, out for blood. Maybe the Longhorns are sleeping on them a bit more now. Give me the Aggies.
Okay, Georgia punched their ticket to the playoffs Saturday. Not this Saturday, but of course the 7th of December in Atlanta. The SEC championship game. Your thoughts, who do you think is going to be their opponent?
Well, that's the thing. I think it just boils down to the winner of the A&M-Texas game, doesn't it? So if A&M wins that, they'd get in. I think that's what it comes down to.
Interesting play on this. And you had a score, an updated score for that Dallas-New York Giants game, didn't you?
Indeed, I did. At halftime, the Cowboys beating the Giants 13-10. So it's anyone's game right now.
Okay, one more game tonight, and it's a goodie. It's Miami heading up to Lambeau, taking on Green Bay.
Yeah, I got to take the Packers at home there. I think the Dolphins give them a scare, but the Packers pull away late, especially being just jarring weather conditions for the Dolphins. And at home, visibly a better season already. Give me the Pack big there. By the end of the game, that is. All righty, just about 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Not too much going on the roads. Thank you for staying safe this holiday Thursday. As for the weather, we're seeing that temperature creep down more and more. 64 degrees right now, low of 48 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 59, low of 39. Saturday and Sunday are very similar, and we're going to have cooler temperatures basically until this time next week.
Which brings to mind with the cool air moving in here, I think I heard something. Ferris Hill Baptist Church in Milton is going to open up their cold weather shelter.
That sounds about right.
In the next couple of days.
Because we did have a freeze warning
tonight. I'm just hearing this through the communications chamber. I don't have anything official on this, but I think it is in the next couple of days. And when we're talking about this cold weather moving in, and we'll get into specifics in the next few days, heading into next week, about the dangers of those space heaters when you use them around the house. We're going to talk about that, and we'll follow up. Put a nice story together for you to make sure you're safe this cool wintertime season around Northwest Florida.
All righty. And you know, we were talking about holiday shopping season and looking out for Porch Pirates, but hey, Porch Pirates aren't going to be a problem if you can't get your online packages to you. Amazon employees in more than 20 countries, including the United States, are holding protests or going on strike from Black Friday through Cyber Monday. Organizers are calling it a Make Amazon Pay effort that they say aims to hold the retail giant accountable for labor abuses, environmental degradation, and threats to democracy. Amazon says the company is always listening and looking for ways to improve. It's not clear how many American workers will be taking part in this movement.
Just remember the name Pam Bondi, okay? President-elect Trump's nominee for attorney general is seen as a rising star. And, of course, we are talking about Pam Bondi. Ryan Schmelz has more about Pam.
Pam Bondi served as attorney general of Florida for 8 years under then-governor Rick Scott, who's now a United States senator. The 59-year-old was known for taking on issues like human trafficking and fentanyl. Her nomination has been well-received among Republicans, but Democrats have been troubled by her role in President-elect Trump's attempts to contest the 2020 election results. Bondi also served as a lawyer for the president-elect during his impeachment trial. President-elect Trump says Bondi will refocus the Justice Department to, quote, its intended purpose of fighting crime and making America safe again. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
She's tough.
Yeah, she is. And you know what else is tough? Being a plumber. This is the busiest week of the year for them. They're gearing up for a few days of clogged kitchen drain pipes. It's so bad they call it Brown Thursday. John Aramendia, who is a plumber in San Antonio, says that on top of the kitchen sink, they see a lot of problems in the bathrooms. Huge meals mean extra guests, of course. And he says that puts pressure on the pipes, especially in older homes. So if you're having a big shindig today, beware.
Now, let me tell you, and I know this from my role at ECUA in trying to prevent these backups and through toilet backups. Number one cause is people dumping those wipes that are not supposed to be flushed down the toilet. They don't break down. You can see some things. Well, watch this. In 15 seconds, they'll break down. Let me tell you, I used to teach class, environmental science, one of my classes at UWF when I was on staff over there. And we would put two blenders together. One blender we'd put in wipes. The other blender we would put in toilet paper. Hit them off at the exact same time. Okay, 15 seconds, the toilet paper would disintegrate. 3 days later, the one with the wipes, not even touched. If you want to say, this is the, by the way, plumbers make the most money annually during the Thanksgiving holidays.
Because
of the fat and grease people are dumping down their sinks from the turkeys and the hams.
Yeah.
And listen, plumbers are having a field day today and tomorrow and throughout the weekend fixing these pipes. Be careful. You can get yourself in a situation where it will cost you a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to make a plumber rich, don't listen to us. United Airlines.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we you know, you mentioned the Delta Airlines story earlier, an unruly fellow on that plane. Well, I said I had a story that was similar, and here it is. United Airlines banning a man from future flights after he attacked his own seat and had to be restrained by fellow passengers. I don't even know what attacking his own seat means. Video shows the man repeatedly stomping on his seat during a flight from Austin to Los Angeles earlier this month. Several passengers subdued and zip-tied the man's hands and feet. Police took him into custody upon arrival at LAX, and it's unclear if he'll face charges. I'm glad you're doing that instead of attacking another person. I don't know if you were having like a breakdown or if that was just like a childlike temper tantrum, you know, because you always see kids in the cartoons like whining and they're slamming their fists on the ground. You know, I don't know if this was one of those moments or what.
I could see a checklist of an airplane. Now you go, okay, you got Band-Aids, you got got emergency supplies here, and then you've got ties.
Zip ties for the distress.
Duct tape. Yes. What in the world is... Oh, there's a few tools we use in safety around here. Hey, listen, goodness. I don't know what's going on over in New Orleans, but get this one. You got to hear this. I'm thinking, what is this all about? The staff of New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell will be launching its own news show. It's called City News. They're doing this over at Fox 8 WVUE Television over in New Orleans, and this is what they're talking about.
Its programming will air on the city's YouTube channel and other social media platforms. According to the administration, City News will bring news, in-depth features, and inspiring stories directly to the people of New Orleans. Dillard University political analyst Dr. Robert Collins looks at it in a different way.
The thing about this new City News channel is basically it's a way for the mayor to communicate the good news about the city without having to take any questions or deal with any controversy or anything like that.
Collins says there's been plenty of controversy surrounding the mayor since her former bodyguard was federally indicted for fraud and accused of having a romantic relationship with the mayor, something both have denied.
Did you see the way that this is unraveling here? It sounds just like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris not taking questions from reporters and not being able to get the other side of the story.
Yeah, yeah. It's.
I just don't understand this with journalism.
Needlessly complex.
No, I've got another word for that, but I will not say it.
Yeah.
I don't understand how they think that that is the proper way to do it. Fair and balanced is the proper way to do it,
right.
Not one-sided.
No, that's very true.
I'm from New Orleans. Come on, I know what I'm talking about over there. They need to bring that city together and not have one-sided affairs. That's what the politics have always been crazy over there, but that's what I'm talking about.
All righty, 5:51. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we got our Thanksgiving holiday weekend box office preview for you. That and much more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
So you're getting ready to sell your house and you've got everything figured out and you're on the verge of getting a contract and the buyer says, how old is your roof? You say 12 years. And they say, oh, I'm going to need you to replace that. Do you? They ask you, how old is your water heater? And you say, it's 7 years. And they say, I need you to replace that. Should you? The air conditioner is 10 years old. Do you need to replace that? Because of insurance. The way insurance is working in Florida, these are real things. People can't get insurance, or the insurance rate is dramatically affected by the fact that, for example, the age of these parts of your home. So it used to be you didn't have to think about this stuff. Nowadays, you do. The question is, what's normal? Well, that's why you have a good real estate agent. Because your realtor should be able to help you walk through that and say, yes, you should replace that. It's worth the trade-off, or you shouldn't have to replace that, because they know exactly what the market is doing and what is normal. That's why you need a great real estate agent like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, 723-9158.
Harris Faulkner is coming to Pensacola. Join Marcus Point Baptist Church for the Spirit of Christmas, featuring Fox News host and author Harris Faulkner. There will be incredible music and life-changing moments at every campus. We will have fun kids programs and prizes, as well as a free meal for everyone. Join on December 8th at 10 a.m. at any of our locations in Pensacola, Beulah, Molino, or North Pace. The Spirit of Christmas, December 8th at Marcus Point Baptist Church, featuring Harris Faulkner.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3. Boy, that's a great song. Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price.
In the outfield.
Pulling out those hits, man. Number two with a bullet.
Yeah, and I can't even name another song by the outfield. Well, but that one's so recognizable.
That's okay. That's a great one.
Yeah. All they need is that one.
Sure. Hey, folks over at Waterfront Rescue Mission, they were rocking today. They served thousands of Thanksgiving meals, 400 guests in Pensacola, 250 in Mobile. Not everybody could make it to the mission for a sit-down meal. So what did they do? They delivered 1,650 meals this morning to people in the local communities.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's definitely a feel-good story to get this final segment of the 5 o'clock hour started.
Sure is.
And I'll see if I can keep it going here with some traffic and weather. Don't worry, I'll keep it brief. Don't have too much going on the roads here. Thank you so much for just staying safe out there every day, but especially on days like this Thanksgiving Thursday. As for the weather, 64 degrees, low of 48. Tomorrow, high of 59, low of 39. Hoo-wee. And then that just kind of kicks off a few days there where we've just got some cooler weather and a very nice weekend.
Okay, so you've shut the blinds behind us. How's the traffic? Are we okay with this?
Oh, yeah, the traffic is phenomenal.
Right.
Yeah, it's been great. And yes, right behind us.
And what I explained to the people, what we're talking about is the 110 freeway access to Davis Highway. We've got a straight shot from our back window on that.
Well, I drive the interstate to get to and from work every day.
Yes,
and,
me too.
Yes, and of course, looking at this map, I always see when I-10 is giving us trouble. Dude, I can't speak for your experience, but very few cars on the road throughout today.
You know, I was surprised about that going home last evening. We left here, I guess, about 10 after 7, something like that. And the freeway was not busy at all.
Yeah.
I'm pleasantly surprised. I'll leave it at that.
Yes, very pleasant.
Okay, a study is shedding light on the best places to gobble up Thanksgiving festivities. Kristen Goodwin has more for us.
Wallet Hub ranking San Diego as its best place to visit for Thanksgiving, followed by Atlanta, San Francisco, San Jose, California, and Dallas, Texas. The study is based on 18 metrics, including the cost of Thanksgiving dinner, the share of delayed flights, volunteer opportunities per capita, and forecasted precipitation. The personal finance website also sharing some Turkey Day spending data, revealing the average person spends $321 over the five-day Thanksgiving period, finding Americans spend an estimated $1.2 billion on turkey each year for the holiday, and say 61% of folks celebrating will try to avoid having to talk politics at the dinner table. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Yeah, I mean, talking politics ain't cool. I mean, come on. There's no good that can come from it.
Sweet potato casserole. Did you have it today?
No, but I had a piece of sweet potato pie.
That's the Florida, you know, that's the Florida side meal.
Yes.
And what was the pies and cakes? You remember? Floridians prefer this.
Yeah. Banana bread.
You got it.
Come
on, man. You got a great memory.
Floridians, what are we doing here?
All right. You got a great memory.
Yeah, thank you. I hinted at this before the break. Moana 2 set to rule the box office over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. The sequel to the Disney blockbuster made an estimated $54 million on opening day yesterday. It's expected to take in at least $170 million over the long holiday weekend, beating the Thanksgiving record held by another Disney sequel, Frozen 2. It's also the best domestic opening for star Dwayne Johnson, beating his previous record of $147 million for Furious 7.
You know how I feel about TikTok, and so this next story will come under the heading of, oh, darn. TikTok is ending its music streaming service with a stated plan to focus on a separate music feature.
Really?
Yeah. Jessica Rosenthal has more on this trending story.
TikTok launched a music streaming service last year, and it was only available in 5 countries, Brazil, Australia, Indonesia, Singapore, and Mexico, and it's being closed today. TikTok's global head of music business development said they're going to focus on their add to music app feature, which TikTok claims has enabled hundreds of millions of song saves to playlists on other music streaming services. In the US, TikTok may not even exist soon. The president signed a bill passed by Congress that says TikTok's Chinese-based parent company must divest from the US-based app company by January 19, 2025. An appeals court is expected to rule on this by December 6th, and President-elect Trump has said he wants to find a way to let TikTok remain. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
All righty. Thank you very much, Jessica. Also, wanted to touch on this. This was in the state of Florida itself. Florida man facing charges for allegedly beating a man to death on a golf course with his own clubs. 36-year-old Junior Boshier being held without bond on a charge of first-degree murder. Palm Beach Gardens Police Chief Dominic Pape says they have no known motive at this time. My goodness, what? Golf is supposed to be relaxing for most people, ain't it?
Well, it teaches you to have... I'll tell you what it teaches you. Some great four-letter words.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.